This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Not all of our guests have experience improvising on a radio interview, but we recently spoke to one who is a master behind the scenes. All right. Okay, so we have a brief introduction here. Maureen, you have the tape ready?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the tape.
Okay, so we have a little bit of tape in the intro of, you know, I'm Eric Glass, This American Life. That was my best. That was my best
was
imitation
really
of you.
That was good. I like how it's almost like mumbling. That's what I got. It's like, oh, that's my performance style. I mumble. It's totally true. That was totally real. I totally bought that. We should just run this. Please run this instead
yes,
of using
exactly.
the clip.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Hold. Let's pause. Okay. Run the clip now.
Hey, everybody. Ira Glass here. So we got this email at our radio show near the end of the last school year from a 14-year-old.
Hello?
Hey, is this Annie?
Yeah.
I called her up at her house in California and asked her to read it.
Okay, we're back from the clip.
For the past 20 years, Ira Glass has captivated audiences with his radio show, This American Life, which just won another Peabody Award. For those in public media and beyond, Glass is a trailblazer, credited with breathing new life into audio storytelling. He's done television, videos, movies, had a cameo on The Simpsons, but can he dance? Well, you'll be the judge this Saturday when he brings his live show, three acts, two dancers, one radio host to the Music Hall in Portsmouth. Ira Glass, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Glad to be here.
I was at the Music Hall, I guess about a month ago, for The Moth, when they announced that Ira Glass was coming to town, and I heard an audible gasp in the audience. So people clearly know you.
A gasp like, I'm returning to the scene of a murder? Like, what? He dares show his face here again?
Yes, that's how we all talk in New Hampshire, you know.
Exactly. I don't know where that accent came from. I'm so sorry. But I like it was like a gasp and then like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that happened. That happened. Yeah, the totally. Kettle drums yeah. were there. But nobody, I mean, I think people were wondering, like, Ira Glass, what can people expect to see on this show on Saturday?
It's a very hard to describe show, but the basics are it's me. There's two dancers and they dance and I tell stories and it's funny. It's gets very emotional and it's a real like show like there's costume changes and all kinds of stuff happens. And we've been touring with it now for 2.5 years. And this is like one of the last stops we're making. Actually, we're doing it only like once a month now. And the tour ends in July at the Sydney Opera House.
Wow.
Yeah, which is a dream I didn't even know I had until it was offered to me. And then I was like, yes, we are totally doing our dance show at the Sydney Opera House. And it's a show where I think people come in. I mean, I know for sure because I've talked to people. They come in really unsure what it's going to be, a show combining radio stories and dance. And I feel like there comes a turning point around 15 or 20 minutes into the show, and it's always exactly the same moment in the show where I feel like we do a thing on stage, and I feel like the audience just relaxes of like, okay, this is going to be fine. Hmm. And up until then, there's kind of like a question mark hanging over our heads of like, what did we pay for? And then people are like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, fine.
Well, it's not as something we think of, you know, storytelling and dance. So where did this whole idea, this collaboration with the Monica Bill Barnes Dance Company even come from?
It came from me seeing them perform. I saw them perform, and I had met Monica once before, the choreographer, and I went to see her show. Like, you know, I met her at, like doing like a little thing on stage in Brooklyn, and then I was like, oh, come see one of your shows, and I went and saw her show. And honestly, I've never had this feeling at a dance show where watching her show, I felt like, oh, this is exactly the feeling that this show gives me is exactly the feeling I'm trying to give people with This American Life. Hmm. Like, exactly. And I just thought, like, if I could get their work in front of our audience, I thought our audience would really like them. And the similarities are these, that like they're entertainers, like they're out for fun, they're funny and it's emotional. And then there's a part of what they're doing, which is really just documenting real feelings that you have all the time and situations. And it's very character-based kind of dancing. And you find yourself watching their faces a lot. Like, they're very good actresses in addition to being amazing dancers.
That's funny. I remember just one of those, you know, I don't have a lot of dance vocabulary, but a quote that I read once from Martha Graham was that the body says what words cannot. And I wondered about that. You know, what are they adding? Are they adding something to the stories? Are they bringing something new to the stories? What's happening?
I mean, it's almost like the way that music functions on the radio show, where music gives momentum and feeling to the stories that we're telling with words. That's what the dance does in this case. And often what they're doing is that they're telling a second story. That is, I'll tell one story in words and they'll tell a different story in movement. And because we found if they were just illustrating what they were doing, if they were just illustrating what I was saying, it was a little bit corny. If that makes sense. Like, there's like, to give you an example, like one of the pieces that we have is we have the poet Donald Hall reading this incredibly beautiful passage from the book that he wrote when his wife died.
Jane Kennedy.
And and this is a piece that we ran on the radio show years ago, and it's just about like taking care of her in the last days of her life, and I'm interviewing him and he's reading passages and talking about it, and it's set to music, and the two of them during that are doing a piece where they are standing, they're in house coats, and they're standing on top of a dining room table, and they do a very slow, intimate dance, holding each other on top of this table, and it's just like it's just beautiful. And so they're not illustrating what he's saying, but they're providing a second thing with just as much feeling that sort of talks to it. If that makes sense,
it does. We haven't really talked about the dancers, though. Who are they?
Well, the dancers are Monica, the choreographer, and then her longtime partner, Anna Bass, and they are the dancers.
Do you dance in the show?
I don't discuss that publicly. when I say to reporters, as a fellow reporter, you're free to discuss this if you wish. I feel like it's kind of a spoiler. So I say nothing about that question.
Well, I wondered if when you were a kid, you know, you went and watched Broadway shows or saw dance performances and thought, oh, I would love to do that when I grow up.
When I was a kid, I saw many, many Broadway shows, and I never had any ambition to be one of the dancers. No. like who I wanted to be was the star of the show.
Somehow that
and
makes
like,
sense.
Yeah. But that somehow, like, that's a dream that never came true. I, you know, someone else is playing Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof right now on Broadway and not me.
But you were also in Yoko Ono's video, Bad Dancer, right? This is not your first rodeo, as they say.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I got a very random call from somebody who said they worked with Yoko Ono, and she's sort of like, Yoko Ono is doing a video for her new record. Do you want to be one of the bad dancers in this video? And I was like, I believe that the level of my dancing can live up to that. And in a wedding and stuff, I'm an enthusiastic but not good dancer.
I actually read that there was no dancing at your own wedding.
That's correct. Yeah, no dancing. I'm surprised that somebody would have written about that. But yeah, no, there was no dancing at my wedding. No, there was like a lovely meal and drinks and no dancing at all.
How many times have you been engrossed by a story on This American Life and thought, it'd be so much better with dancers? Well, Ira Glass will be at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Saturday with his stage show, 3 acts, 2 dancers, 1 host. So you can see it all for yourself. Now, Ira, you've been doing the show now for 2.5 years, so do dance people come, or is it people who just want to see Ira Glass?
That's been one of the interesting things, is that most of the audience is people who are not people who usually go to dance shows. And I think that one of the things that people discover is, like, people have the feeling of, like, oh, I kind of like dance. Dance is pretty good. Like, because it's really an accessible show. Like, it's not like one of a modern dance show where you're just like, I don't know what that was about. You totally know what it's all about. And so I think one of the things that hardcore dancers have said and people in the dance community have said is like, it's nice for there to be a dance show that non-dance people come to. And Monica, the choreographer and the one who runs the Monica Bo Barnes Dance Company, like, her ambition was that they were a successful dance company. They are a successful dance company, and they play the Joyce and they play Kennedy Center, but they're not like a company that random people go to. You know what I mean? Like, they've been around for years. They play all over the place. They make their livings as dancers. But she always had a feeling of like there's something about our work that she just felt like if a broader audience could see it, she thought that they would like it. And when I saw them, that was my instinct too. It was like, oh, this is something, this is like a mass market product that the mass market has not discovered what they do.
And you also said it was funny. I'm trying to think of dance productions I've been to that have been funny.
Yeah, yeah. Usually because dance, you know, goes for gorgeous, you know, like, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's an art form where you can achieve gorgeousness in a way. And these dancers generally don't shoot for that. What they're shooting for is something way smaller and more human.
Oh, that's something that I think so many people associate with what you do. A lot of people, myself included, just there's this kind of intimacy. You feel like somebody is speaking exactly to you, you know, to one person in a car, to you with your earbuds on. And I'm wondering how that experience compares for you to this live experience when you have a big audience responding in real time. You know, they applaud. You don't get applause in a studio.
No, it's nice actually being in the room with the people who you're entertaining. Like it's weird. It's weird being on the radio. It's weird. It's weird going and performing your lines. And like I'm sitting right now as I talk to you at the microphone where I do the show from. And like it's weird to sit down with a script and then just, you know, record my lines, you know, just pretending that I'm talking to people and sort of with some sort of weird act of faith. And it's way harder, truthfully, than going out on a stage and talking to people who are actually there in the room, even after all these years of doing radio. So, no, that's one of the things about it that's really fun is being in the room with the audience. And then theater has an intimacy to it, too, that's a lot like the intimacy of radio, like the fact that you are in the room together.
Is that why you reached for this or started doing the live shows? I mean, you've been hosting This American Life for 20 years. It must be, I don't know, invigorating. It must be enlivening to try a new experience.
I'm always looking to do something new. Like, I always am. Like, and we do a lot of, we're constantly experimenting with stuff, including, like, the podcast Serial, but including, like, an animated cover we did for the New Yorker magazine a couple months ago. Including we just premiered a new movie at the Tribeca Film Festival that I produced and was heavily involved in making that Mike Birbiglia did. And so the dance show, like, honestly, it just seemed like it would be fun. Like, I don't have a sophisticated reason for doing it. It just seemed like once we started working on it, it seemed like, oh, this could be a really nice show and it would be fun to try. And honestly, like, one of the things that I didn't anticipate was what it would be like to tour a show. Like, we've never played the show in, I think we've played it in over 50 cities. I've never been in a show like that, like where you go out like, you know, like the cast of like a Broadway show and you do the same show every night.
I'm thinking about, you know, how many radio shows are now doing live on stage as This American Life, I believe, has modeled, you know, the iHeart Radio Festival at BAM. There's Radiotopia. Radiolab does live shows. And people want to come out and see radio or maybe radio stars, which you've been a really big part of. And I wondered if that, you know, as you were building your career, as you were building this audience, if you ever thought, you know, people were saying to you, well, radio's dead. I mean, that's not very interesting anymore. You know, you should be doing something like this. If there's a part of you that thinks, okay, radio's having a great day.
Well, people have been saying radio's dead since like 1950. So that never seemed like a factor to me at all. Like, I never even gave it a thought of like whether that was to be taken seriously. It seemed like, well, no, you can still reach people over the radio. And in fact, like millions of them. And then the theater part, it's weird how live performance is now the cutting edge of everything. Like, weirdly, the more that we're isolated from each other, you know, with all the stuff we download, the more hungry most of us are to actually get into a room with other people who like the same thing and see a live event. Like Lou Reed used to say, like people want to witness the body or people want to like stare at the body. He had some saying like that. And I feel like that there's really a thing to it. And I think that in a way, because all these shows are podcasts, it's a logical compliment that they would go out and do live shows, because as fans of the shows, like I've been to the Radiolab live shows and they're incredible. They're really beautiful and incredible and different from the radio show, but kind of part of the radio show. And I totally understand why a fan of any show would want to go and be in person. And it's nice to be in a room with other people who like the same thing. It's a primitive thing.
Well, we can't wait to do that this weekend. Ira, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ira Glass, creator and host of This American Life, his live collaboration with the Monica Bill Barnes Dance Company, three acts, two dancers, one host, is at the Music Hall in Portsmouth this Saturday. Tickets and information at wordofmouthradio.org. I'm a bad dancer, a busy bouncer, never touch the ground, never make a sound.